Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show, live in the Kia Studios. Back with you after a week off. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets the first request. A little Chaka Khan, just smoothing things out here to get us started, get the week off on the right foot. Boy, when you're off work, well, I should say I wasn't off work. I was off this job, but I wasn't off work. But, man, it goes by so quickly. So, honestly, like last week was just – last week just felt just as busy with all the stuff we had going on. I had to come down here and record Jeff Jarrett, and we had pictures for the Falcons this week and all kinds of stuff going on. But anyway, glad to be back with you here. We do ask you to download the Odyssey app. We know you're not in the car as much as what you used to be, but you want to listen to the station and the show. Odyssey app's the best way to go. Put that on your device today, right? Smartphone, Lexus speakers, tablet, your 8-track, your turntable, boombox, Laserdisc, whatever your device is. Just download us something to catch us on the go. Social media is at 99 The Game. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, follow us there. As always, the best way to be a part of the show, give us a follow on our Twitter pages at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. On the other side of the glass, producing the show, as always, Jarvis in the building at JarvisD90. Let me just say before we get to our NFL squib kick, it is good in the NBA to be a role player. You don't have to be Durant or LeBron or one of those top guys. The money that – we were talking about Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose got 3 for $43 million to come back to be with the New York Knicks. Blake Griffin is signing a one-year deal. Like, the deals that these guys are signing for obviously a not very good – free agent class, but guys are just loading up. I mean, guys are just loading up on these NBA. And what do I say all the time? The NBA is covered in bad contracts. Covered in bad contracts. That's how the league operates. You have to pay these guys. Doesn't matter if it's a good class or bad class. You have to pay these guys. You have to meet the salary floor. It's crazy. You have guys, and Chris Paul signed 4 for $160 million to be in Phoenix, right? And then after 3 and whatever he got, less $44 million, opted out, and looks like he's going to get 4 for $120 million. 4 for $120 million. And by the way, after the first two games, yeah, after the first two games of the NBA Finals, you'd have said, yeah, he's ready to max out. What about the last four games where he didn't do anything? What about the last four games when they decided to D up Chris Paul and took him out of the series and basically didn't do a whole lot and let Booker go for 1,000,000 points and not win anything? What happened then? It's crazy, man. I tell you, you don't have to be LeBron or Durant or one of those. The thing about LeBron and Durant is that they sign like, you know, 2 for $70 million. You know, they signed their 2-year deal and the second year's a player option. All these other cats are getting, you know, who's the guy that we said from Portland that re-signed with the Portland Trailblazers? Let me scroll back here. Yeah, Norm Powell, 5 for $90 million. I couldn't tell you two things about Norm Powell other than his first name's Norm and his last name's Powell. That's it. That's how much Trailblazers basketball I watch and keep up with. But I got 5 for 90 out of all of it. And by the way, we didn't say Dame, Norm Powell. What, Jarvis, wasn't Norm Powell, wasn't that one of the generals during the Iraq War or something like that?
His cousin Clifton Powell was a pinky on Friday after next.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, it's good to be an NBA role player, man.
Man, golly.
Yeah, we picked the wrong.
What happened to Mark Mattson's of the world making $1 million a year? Man, golly, those days are gone, huh?
Tell you, man. The Hawks did make a couple of moves, by the way. Solomon Hill comes back on a one-year deal. And who's the big guy that they got?
Gorgie Jang. Dang.
Dang, I think.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, dang.
It's
yeah.
like Luol Deng.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they got a big man. I think he's like 6'10 or 7 foot or something like that. Big man.
Get out of Louisville, man.
Yeah, obviously with Okongwu going to be out for a while, they needed some help with Capella. So he's back, and the great Solomon Hill. So if you didn't like Solomon Hill, well, guess what? You get him for another year. Anyway. All right, but yeah, crazy stuff. Good to be a role player in the NFL, or NBA, I should say. But let's get to our NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Oh, boy. Carson Wentz had his surgery today. He is going to be out 5 to 12 weeks after the injury on his left foot. 5 to 12 weeks, according to what Frank Reich said. Reich said it's an old injury, possibly from high school, and a broken bone came loose in Wentz's foot. He felt a twinge in his foot when he rolled out and planted last Thursday when they first got started in training camp, and that was it. Frank Reich said, I think it was a gut punch for him for about 2 hours. Now, remember, you know, they traded for Carson Wentz to come in and take care of the franchise and all this good stuff, but not good. Gave up a third round pick in this year's draft and a conditional second round pick in the 2022 draft to get him. I was trying to see because they've been talking about looking at, because Jacob Eason right now is the quarterback. Right now they have, listen to this group of quarterbacks they got: Jacob Eason, Sam Ellinger, Jalen Morton, and Brett Hundley.
Oh,
Brett Hundley. Oh,
yeesh.
So, look, Jacob Eason right now is your starter, right? Former Georgia quarterback. He's your starter right now. So, look, that's what we got right now. But, look, I hate it for Carson Wentz, but certainly they hitched their wagon to the idea of they think that they can be a Super Bowl contender. They think they can be a team that can – that can get to the Super Bowl and can be there. And, you know, when your quarterback goes down like that, next man up. So we'll see what Jacob Eason could do. So talk about they've been talking about going after maybe Nick Foles or something like that. None of those are answers. Those are all stop gaps. That's a big window, by the way, to say 5 to 12 weeks. I mean, 5 weeks and 12 weeks is...
That means they don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's going to be probably maybe 6 weeks to a year.
Can I tell you that if your range is up to 12, if it goes from 5 to 12 weeks, what do you think the chances are coming back in 5 weeks? Right? I mean...
Probably 2%.
Yeah, right.
I mean, 0.5%.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Again, if an injury can be lasting up to 12 weeks and you say 5, he can come back in 5.
And think about this too, Chuck. If it's up, if it say it lasts 12 weeks, you think you're going to be able to rehab and go through and get back into some shape and be back before the season is over with in the last quarter of the season?
Right.
What's the point of bringing back then?
And that's the point is, you know, 5 weeks, okay, I can get him back for the second half of the year. 12 weeks, season's over. And I know they're playing an extra game now, so we got the 17th game and all that. But by and large, I mean, if you're out of it, after 12 weeks, you're either in it or out of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you're either in the race or out of the race. If you're out of it, what would be the point of bringing him back after, like, week 13 or 14 or something? But anyway, hate it for him, but, I mean, it's just, you know. And again, you know, hitching your wagon to Carson Wentz doesn't always pay off to good things. The Cowboys have put in their request to host the NFL Scouting Combine. Now the Vikings have put in their request. Lester Bagley, the Vikings Executive Vice President of Public Affairs, said Monday the team sent an expression of interest to the NFL to have the combine at U.S. Bank Stadium as soon as 2023. Now, if you're not familiar, in June of this year, the NFL began accepting bids for the 2023 combine. Just like the draft, they want to move this around. What would you think about having the combine here in Atlanta? I would love to go to the combine one time.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, I would love to be able to go. Yeah. I mean, I would love. And it's not a fan event, but.
Can we broadcast live from there?
Well, no, because I don't think it's even like that kind of. Unless you're NFL Network, I guess. Well, you know, I say that. Maybe they would if they open it up to different. Maybe they would do some of that.
Like we do like a little tailgate something. Yeah. Man. You know, have like a remote out there.
But I mean, wouldn't you love Jarvis? I mean, get a couple of media passes. I'd love to go see the combine.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, I would love to go watch the combine in person.
Because you think about it, like, everybody and their mama from. Every scouting department in the league is going to be there.
Absolutely.
So,
like
you never know who you might end up in a conversation with. Yeah, I would love to go there.
Absolutely, I would love to see the combine here. Obviously, no word about if the Falcons are going to do anything like that. But you know, the same thing with the draft. I mean, I want the draft here. I'd love the combine here. I'd love to see all of that end up here in Atlanta. Why not? Why shouldn't that stuff end up here in Atlanta? First class building, first class city. No reason why it shouldn't be. Indianapolis has hosted the Combine since 1987 and will do it up to 2022, and that potentially could be their last time. Vikings want to host the draft as well. Weren't we in the mix for the draft? Didn't the Falcons submit a draft request?
I think they were in the conversation.
Yeah, I thought the Falcons had submitted a request about the draft part of it. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but... I'd love to have the combine here in Atlanta. I think that would be awesome to have that as a part of it. Kyle Shanahan, as we continue the NFL squib kick here on 99 The Game, Chuck Reese Show. Kyle Shanahan says that they will not be splitting up first-team reps between Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, which doesn't that make you wonder about how much Trey Lance is going to – because I think a lot of people thought that – not that they were going to run a two-quarterback system because you don't run two quarterbacks. You have to run two quarterbacks in the NFL. You got no quarterback in the NFL. But I'm not saying that they won't give Trey Lance some opportunity here and there. But it is interesting that Shanahan is saying that Trey Lance won't get reps with the first team. Saying, quote, I haven't planned that at all. We're not splitting the reps up going against the ones and stuff. I thought Trey had one of his better days on Saturday, but that was nothing to move him up there to start talking differently with Jimmy or anything like that. He added that part of the reason the team is taking the approach with Garoppolo as the definitive starter is to take pressure off Lance, saying that I think that would be pretty tough to do. So I'm not trying to put that pressure on Trey, but if anybody can pull stuff off, you're going to see it that way. But Jimmy's played too good of football. He's too good of a player, and Trey's trying to learn everything right now and soak it all in. So that's why I've been very. That's why I'd be very surprised if he's able to do that. So. Look, Jimmy Garoppolo is on a final year of his deal contract. So you don't have a lot invested in Garoppolo. He did take him to a Super Bowl. I'll be curious to see if they use Lance in some packages. Would Shanahan gimmick him? Because that's what it would be, right? That's what you're talking about is if you bring Trey Lance in, you're talking about using him as a gimmick quarterback. Would he be willing to do that? Or does he want to basically develop Trey Lance to be his everyday starting quarterback for next year when Garoppolo's gone? Interesting. We will find out. Alvin Kamara, speaking of the New Orleans Saints we were talking about earlier, obviously now the feature part of their offense with no more Drew Brees, talking about his increased load potentially, saying, quote, I don't look at it as a load. I look at it as I'm doing what I've got to do to help my team. I'm doing my job. A load sounds like a burden, but for me, it's a blessing. If I go from 6 carries a game to 12 carries a game, that's not bad. That's not a load. That's showing love. They talk about the fact that he had 270 touches in the last 15 games of the year. Says that the Saints threw 522 passes last season. Ran the ball 494 times. Kamara got the ball 187 times in the run game. We've got a lot of guys who can contribute, he said. My job as a running back and leader is to make the quarterback's job as easy as possible, so whatever they need. Well, says here that he has averaged 11 carries and 5 receptions per game for his career. Is that enough? 11 carries and 5 catches. I mean, 16 touches a game. Shouldn't that be higher?
Running back by committee, man.
That's sort of what they've done in some ways. I mean, that, you know, they've had him and Ingram there and things like that. Yeah. I mean, but it seems like even with Drew Brees there, you would think that 11 carries and 5 catches, that number would still be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Out of all of them. But listen, that's what you got Drew Brees for. You run it to stay effective, but again, you're a pass first. When Drew Brees is your quarterback, pass first team. And I'm not saying that the Atlanta Falcons are like that, but they're a pass first team.
Let me ask you this, Chuck, because the Saints are an interesting group, man. And I think that this is not being talked about enough. And I know how you feel about Sean Payton as far as the play caller. And I'm really on board with that as well. He's an excellent play caller. But would you be shocked if the Saints are at the bottom of the division?
No, I wouldn't.
This year?
How about this? I would not be surprised if they were second or last. They're not better than Tampa Bay.
I'm with you. No, not at all. Nobody's better than Tampa Bay in this division.
I know, including us.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah. But
let's be real.
If you told me they ended up second, that means they really overachieved. If you told me they finished last, wouldn't be surprised.
Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill?
Either they get enough really good quarterback player or they don't. I don't care how good Kamara is and Michael Thomas. Either they get really good quarterback player or they don't. If they don't get good quarterback play, they ain't going to be very good. I don't care what those other guys are. I can tell you, I can go up and down rosters in the NFL and tell you, say what you will about Todd Gurley and the Rams. Todd Gurley was the offensive player of the year of the Rams. They were no good. When they got Jared Goff and he played well, that's when they won a bunch of games.
Indeed.
All right, when we come back, the Braves. How they did, what they did, was it enough? We'll talk about what they, as they have the night off, what they did at the trade deadline and my thoughts about that next. Peckery hanging out in the Keys Studios. Sports written up in the game, Odyssey.com app.
If I go on my way without you, whoa, where would I go?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Keys Studios. 404-741-0929. Solomon Rose on the text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch us on the go. Social media, Nights in the Game, at JMCH316, at Jarvis D90. Braves get some good news. Marlins beat the Mets 6-3 tonight. Phillies are up 6-5 right now on the Nationals. So, one good thing about the Mets is that they don't play well on the road. They're 22-30 on the road right now. Like I said, they've made all their hay at home. But so the Braves pick up half a game. So, again, you have to scoreboard watch because the Braves didn't take care of their head-to-head business. You have to scoreboard watch now and see what they did. So they Marlins win 6-3, and right now the Philadelphia Phillies are up 6-5 as they're in the ninth inning right now. I don't know if that game has become official. The game was up on TV here just a minute ago. So Phillies could pick up a full game tonight while the Braves pick up a half game by not playing. Braves will be in action in St. Louis for the next three. So three with St. Louis, then back home for Washington, a day off on Monday, and then three with the Cincinnati Reds. And then they'll get back on the road to play Nats, Marlins, Orioles. So certainly some beatable teams, but you never know. I mean, again, with the Braves, you never know exactly what you're going to get out of all of it. But give the Braves credit. They did make some moves at the trade deadline to try to get themselves better out of all of it. They did try to do some things to help out. Do I like the moves of Soler and Duvall and Rodriguez? Yeah. You know, obviously, you know, Jock Peterson before that, but we talked about that the night that it happened. Yeah, I think the Braves did themselves some good with what they need to do. Did they upgrade over what they had? Yes. When you talk about not having to play sort of part-time backup guys, at least you have guys that have been everyday players. You know, Soler, a couple of years ago in 2019, led the American League in home runs. He had 48 homers for the Royals. I bet nobody ever thought that. He literally hit half of his career total was in one season. Think about that for a guy. But, you know, he's got no batting average, but he's a bopper, right? He's got 13 or 14 home runs already this season. Duvall, obviously, we know as well. He's a bopper as well, you know. If I'm going to have any critique about the moves that the Braves made with their outfielders is that they certainly stuck to with what they like around here, and that is guys who hit the ball out of the ballpark, right? If you like strikeouts and home runs, that's the two guys that they picked up. You know, I'd said before, you know, in talking about Starling Marte, I would have loved to have a guy like that because I think he had the most stolen bases in July. I think he's had the most steals in baseball since the break. I would have loved to have had a, you know, profile. Do we need an outfielder? Yes. Profile-wise, though, I would have liked a guy that steals bases, good speed, gets on base, somebody like that. Because right now the Braves aren't in a, you know, we just don't hit enough home runs kind of mode, right? They hit plenty of home runs. They've got Riley, and they've got Freddie Freeman, and they've got Ozzie Albies, and Dansby's whacking the ball. I mean, they got plenty of guys who can hit the ball out of the ballpark, you know, for a home run. What they don't have a lot of is guys who can help manufacture runs. And that's where this team has struggled all year long, and that's where they've had their issues is that, especially with Ronnie out, you cut down on the guys that you have that have speed, that steal bases, and can create some things on the base paths. And, you know, part of that is with Ozzie, if you hit him in the middle of the order, you take away some of that speed factor just from the standpoint of his role of getting on and getting around the bases is different when he's in more of a run-producing role. And you need him to hit some bombs and hit some home runs and drive some other guys in out of all of it. And when you consider what the Braves are doing as far as the marketplace that they're in, were they going to spend the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox? No. And obviously those teams are in a class by themselves, and they do things a lot differently. And by the way, if you look at the NL East as a whole didn't do a whole lot of shuffling and maneuvering. Small pieces and parts. I mean, who was it? The Mets got Baez and a guy. The Phillies got a couple of pitchers like Ian Anderson was still in the league. But, you know, they grabbed themselves a few, you know, pieces and parts to try to help out. Small things instead of the big splashy stuff of Bryant to San Francisco or Scherzer and Trey Turner to the Dodgers and this, that, and the other. You know, it wasn't the big splashy stuff, but I thought they did themselves well. But it is interesting in the world that the Braves live in.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, San Francisco is one of those teams that's a big market team, but until they start winning, they don't typically try to spend a whole lot of money. Remember, they went with the old guy movement, Hunter Pence and Evan Longoria and guys like that, couple years ago to build around. And then all of a sudden when they get good, well, that's when they'll start spending money, and that's you go out and get Chris Bryant. The White Sox have been, I don't know, have they been one of the two or three best teams in the American League all year? You know, they went out and grabbed Craig Kimbrell, you know, and certainly a guy that's still got a good bit of money to him, but, you know, they're a team that spends less than the Braves. Or right around that mark is what they did. And part of that, obviously, is that they have a young core as well. They have a good group of young guys. You know, Jimenez and Tim Anderson and guys like that. They got a lot of young guys on that roster as well, so they don't have to pay tons of guys. They're like sort of like the Braves. Braves don't have a whole lot of guys that are overpriced or anything like that. But I thought the Braves did themselves well. Will it be enough? You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know that will be enough. They have to continue to get good starting pitching. They need Max Fried to get things figured out and get himself back on track. They need Freddie Freeman to continue to stay hot. But as of right now, you know, they're not picking up ground on anybody. They're not finding a way to make up games and catch any of these other teams. 5-4 on the road trip. Okay, that's fine, but when this was your last big chance head-to-head against these teams, not the only chance, but your last big chance, because you have a three-game set against the Phillies and a three-game set against the Mets as the last two series of the year, where you just had 4 and 5. You had 9 games instead of the 6. This was a chance to try to start to make up some ground and try to catch. If you're down, you know, if you're down 2 games with 3 to play, you put a lot of pressure on yourself where you have to get. I'd rather be, you know, those two clubs are even and let's go see what happens there. But anyway, it was what it was. You know, at least the Braves were above 500 on the road trip. But then you come home and lose 2 out of 3 to the Milwaukee Brewers. And life won't – I know the Cardinals have not been all that great, but life won't get easier going into St. Louis against the Cardinals. Life won't get easier at the end of the month when it's Yankees, Giants, and Dodgers to end the month. That's why you better make some hay now. You talk about the Washington Nationals and the Florida Marlins. 6 games with the Nats, 3 games with the Marlins, 3 games with the Orioles. Okay, that's some really bad baseball teams that at some point you're going to have to beat up. And when I say beat up, I mean if Nationals, Marlins, Orioles. So that's 3, 6, 9, that's 12 games. Okay? Some point you're going to have an 8-4, 9-3 in you. Right? Can't be 6-6, 7. At some point, you got to have a 8-4, 9-3 in you against those bad baseball teams to really start to catch some ground. Can't wait until the last two series of the year to figure yourself: are you in the mix or not in the mix? Can't wait till then. Can't wait till then. You got to start to catch these things up now. Now, obviously, the Mets and Phillies will get their cracks at what's left of the Marlins and what's left of the Washington Nationals as well, as those two teams were. If there's a storyline at the trade deadline in the NL East, it's how, well, I guess maybe not so surprising the Marlins kind of gutted some of their roster, but maybe kind of surprising the Nationals gutted some of their roster as Juan Soto's looking out by himself thinking, okay, didn't we just win the World Series 2 years ago? And now Scherzer's gone, and, you know, they don't know if they're going to, you know, Strasburg's hurt and don't know when he's coming back. Trey Turner was one of their good young pieces, and now he's gone. That part's kind of surprising. I'm surprised they traded Trey Turner. Trey Turner's a nice, nice piece. I know why the Dodgers want him, because they're afraid Seager's not going to re-sign with him, but I'm a little bit surprised that the Dodgers, or that the Nationals, gave up on Trey Turner as quickly as they did. But anyway, that's a them problem for all of it. But I think the Braves did well. I like Rodriguez. He's another guy who, he won't close unless Will Smith has pitched two or three days in a row and can't go, and they need somebody, you know, to close things out. But as a setup guy, sort of what Shane Green brought to this team a couple of years ago when they traded at the deadline to bring him in, right? You know, guy who has been a closer, has had success as a closer, but isn't going to fill that role for you. That was Shane Green, right? That was Shane Green in the second half of 19 and all of 2020. Guy who closed, guy was in the All-Star game as a closer, but wasn't going to get that opportunity here. Okay, can he be a setup guy and get some things done? So let's hope. Get back at it tomorrow night in St. Louis, and then with the Nationals coming up this weekend. So got to figure out a way to start, you know, putting together a string of some wins as the Braves are sitting a couple of games below 500. That whole 500 thing still just kind of rears its ugly head. All right, one more segment to go. We head to the top of the hour in JR Sports Brief. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Key Studio. Sports written after the game, Odyssey.com app.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
'Cause I need somebody who will stand by me, yeah. Through the good times and bad times, he would
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Round up the music hour, rolling right along. At the top of the hour, JR Sports Brief coming up next. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch on the go. Social media at 92.9 The Game, at JMSH316, at JarvisD90 on the Twitter machine. We were talking about the NBA contracts. Remember when we had talked about, a lot of folks talking about the idea of, hey, what about bringing maybe Derrick Rose in? And I think all of us thought that he would end up in New York and stay with the Knicks. But hey, what about bringing Derrick Rose in to be a backup point guard to Trae Young? Derrick Rose stayed with the Knicks. He got a 3-year, $43 million deal. 3 for $43. Almost $15 million a year is what he got to go back to the Knicks. Would you have wanted to pay $15 million a year for Derrick Rose, the backup Trae?
Negative.
I mean, I like Derrick Rose, but three more years of Derrick Rose?
Man.
And almost $15 million. I guarantee you his final year will be $15 million. Because
easily,
the way those contracts are prorated and all that, they'll load it up on the back end like everything always does, right? Load the back end of the contract up. So
they're making it rain, man.
These guys and their contracts that they are getting are unbelievable. Now, the Hawks, reports are that they are finalizing, and I don't know how long it would take to get this done. You would think it would be like instantaneously that this would happen. Hawks are about to agree to a 5-year, $170.5 million extension for Trae Young. That's a max extension. Now, it can get up to as much as $207 million, which is the supermax, right? So if he qualifies, he can get this thing up. If he's an all-NBA selection next year, then he can get into he can start talking about getting into supermax money. Basically, the same type of contract that Luka gets, right? That you know, the whole supermax thing, same thing Giannis and all those guys get. 5 for $170.5 million. You knew that was coming with a potential for 207. You know, again, he's got to make all the NBA teams and this, that, and the other. But still, that should happen pretty quickly. Now, we hear about the – I'm sorry, Jarvis. You wanted to
– Yeah, I was going to ask you a question. So it got me thinking when you mentioned it. So just take Cam Reddish out of the trade deal.
Mm-hmm.
If both players are super max caliber players, like, because, you know, max players, that's a little debatable. But super max guys, there's no debate that that player is great and they were well worth the draft
pick. Yeah, you have to be an all NBA player to qualify for
super max. To qualify for super max. Yeah. So if Trey makes all NBA team, doesn't mm-hmm. that make that trade equal?
Well,
can we stop with the whole, oh, Hawks want to trade or Mavericks want to trade? Well, does that break even?
But I thought I cleared this all up a few months ago just because you look at the team success of the Hawks and the individual success of Luka. Both teams won the trade.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to say that both teams got what they needed and wanted out of all of it. The Hawks have their cornerstone piece. The Mavericks have their cornerstone piece. And everybody moves on and everything's good, you know, from there. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think both teams – I think it's already been shown that both teams have won the trade. I don't think that there's – I don't think at this point you have to pick a side and say which team won. And look, with all due respect, unless you tell me Cam Reddish is going to be, you know, an all-star caliber player, you know, it's about Luka versus Trey.
Yep, always.
Yeah, I mean that
to the end of time.
Right.
That's
The trade is evaluated based upon not that they got the 10th pick from the Mavericks that turned out to be Cam Reddish. The trade will be based upon Luka versus Trey, because that's the two guys that are the cornerstones of their franchise. That's the two guys that will either win or lose the NBA championship for their respective teams and cities. With all due respect to any other moving pieces and parts out of all of it. Now, obviously, we're waiting for the John Collins deal, which looks to be 4 for $120, which is the same thing that Chris Paul, it's the same thing that Chris Paul just signed to stay with the. Now Chris Paul's what, about a decade older? Let's see, about 10 years older than John Collins at this point, or whatever. But you know what I'm saying is, you got a guy that's about a decade older that just got 4 for $120 after opting out of $44 million. It's good life. What did we say Cowie opted out of? 36?
$36 million coming off a partially torn ACL.
Where is he going to end up?
They say he's going back to L.A. They're going to work out a long-term deal.
That's what I was going to say. Why would he leave the Clippers? Like, yeah, he wants to be on the way. Yeah. He wants to be out there on the West Coast. Why would they? I know why he opts out, because that's just what you do. Whenever you get a chance to opt out, you just opt out.
That's, keep getting that money, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because somebody's going to – it's not like – oh, no NBA teams are going to take a chance on Kawhi Leonard. No, every NBA team wants to. Yeah, right.
I think I'm lighting.
Yeah, again.
Let's go.
Now, I don't know that there were NBA teams lined up to give Chris Paul 4 for $120, but, you know, hell, somebody's going to pay Chris Paul money. Let me put it this way. Chris Paul was going to earn more than $44.5 million with his next NBA contract. Somebody was going to give him a few or multiple or a couple years and pay him high money, but I don't think we saw 4 for $120, but God bless. That's coming off of, he was a 4 for $160. So whatever 160 minus 44 is, what is that, 116? So he played 3 for $116 for the Suns and parlayed that into 4 for $120. And Jarvis, let me ask you a question. How much of an NBA contract's money is guaranteed?
100%.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah, all of it's guaranteed.
He can retire tomorrow, so they're going to get every dollar. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that. Can he retire and still get his money?
Well, that may be a little stretch, but you get my drift.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. He can be the 12th man on a bad NBA team average a point and a half a game,
mm-hmm.
and he's got $44 million coming. And you know the way those contracts are. Again, they backload the cap hit. You just keep backloading the cap hit, right? That's part of why you extend these guys, too, is try to, you know, it's like everything else, like football or anything else. You're trying to manipulate your cap number. So I would figure, now, the John Collins thing is interesting because we heard Sam's, Sharenia, saying that he said that the Hawks – and Collins were not very close on a contract. I saw multiple reports that said 4 for $120 for John Collins. And then Sham said the two sides were not close. So which side is it? Which side do you pick in that deal? Who's got the most accurate or best information?
What makes most sense? That's what I go with. You know, now Sham's a very credible reporter. You know, most of the time he's right. But John Collins turned down 4 for $90. And if 120 is out there for 4 years, I don't believe that. I don't believe they're gonna offer him $30 more million for the same amount of years.
Well, that's
that's your
regular max deal is what that is. See what I'm questioning, Jarvis.
The Hawks aren't gonna give Collins max money though.
Then they're not gonna have John Collins.
I think they're okay with that. I believe they'll be okay with that. I really do believe that.
So just letting him walk for a draft pick?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know how you sell that to your fan base coming two wins from being in the NBA Finals.
So because was John Collins the reason why they were two games away from being in the Eastern Conference Finals?
But what I'm telling you is that you're still taking away one of your key components to a team that was two wins away from being in the NBA Finals without any Super Bowl replacement. I'm not saying that they can't go out and sign somebody, obviously, but right now you have no suitable replacement to replace John Collins. Now, the Hawks were fourth in the East. They were fifth. They had the fourth best record, fifth because of the seeding or whatever like that.
Right,
but they had the fourth best record in the East. So outside of the three best teams in the East, one of those was the NBA champion. Another was, if they'd have been healthy, might have been the NBA champion.
Yeah.
And the 76ers, who were the number one seed, Hawks had the best record in the Eastern Conference. John Collins definitely had a hand and a role in. Look, think about it like this. If you took away John Collins and, I don't know, put a real Joe Bag of Donuts team in, and that team is instead now in the play-in game and this, that, and the other. I'm not saying they couldn't have made a run, but the Hawks certainly put themselves in a really good position by being in the fifth seed, so that they didn't have to be in the play-in game or the tournament or trying to qualify or anything like that in the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
I mean, but I look at it like this, though. Like, I think Travis Lank is thinking for the right now, and I think he's thinking for the future. Because who would you rather have, John Collins or Kevin Herter? When the ball boils down to it, it's from a value standpoint.
Well, they're such drastically different positional players, though.
Right. I'm just talking about from value, like from the team standpoint. I'm like, okay, here's what Kevin Herter brings to the table. Here's what John Collins brings to the table. Which stacks up the best?
Well, Kevin Herter is going to be a cheaper player. But
right, and I make an argument that he brings more to the table than John does.
At their best, who's better, John Collins or Kevin Herter?
Woo!
At their best, who's better? You can say John Collins. Go ahead and say John Collins.
I can't.
No, come on.
It's John. Hard for me to say
at
that.
At their best, John Collins is a better player.
Golly, man.
Kevin Herter is a really nice player. At their best, John Collins is a better player. I don't care what anybody says.
John got it going, yeah, I'll give you that. But it's not that. It's not as far as that you say it is.
Can't dumb your way to 20-10 in the NBA. You still can't dumb your way
That's
to
an
20
aberration,
and 10
though, Chuck.
Huh?
That's an aberration. That was an aberration.
No, he had a couple of years of 20-10 in the NBA. I mean,
yeah, 1 year.
What was his other years?
It's just 1 year.
19-9?
Yeah, it's not 20-10.
All right.
Lord have mercy. I mean, I'm just saying, like, well, you got to know where I'm coming from with it, Chip. Like that.
Look, I'm with you as far as do I think John Collins will play at a 4 for $120 level? No. I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you sell your team. All right, so he was 19.5 and 9.8. So that's 20 and 10.
Yeah.
And then he was 21.6 and 10.1. So he had back-to-back seasons of 20 and 10. So in two of his 4 years, he's been 20 and 10.
And he didn't play full seasons in neither of those seasons.
He was
suspended for one of those seasons, and it was a short season.
I got news for you. He ain't never played a full season. I mean, that's the other thing, too.
Right.
I mean, he's played, let me put it this way, he's played 239 games in 4 years.
Mm.
Now, I know that they had 10 less this year.
Yeah.
But he's played 230, basically, he's basically averaged 60 games a year for 4 years.
Yeesh.
That's reality. I mean, that's the reality
ability
of the situation.
Is what? Availability?
Huh? Yeah.
I said the best ability is availability?
That's Jim Ross, man. Number one trade looks for in a wrestler, man. Reliability, man.
Indeed.
Can I count on you? Yep. And I need him more than 60 games in a year.
No doubt.
All right, going to wrap things up. Love TKO. We know how to do it on this particular show without hot take and killing everybody. What's up next? Chuck Reed and the Keys to the Sports Radio Network Game, Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.